Let's get it. This live is sponsored by James. I got a donation of $25 while I was offline. You know, and I said when I went live earlier, if I get a donation, I'll come back at 8. So here I am because I got that donation. This one for you, James. But let's get into it. Let's get into it. So I got this for you, James. Hold on. Bear with me. Bear with me. This is for you, James. Thanks for the $25 donation.
Thank you for being there, man. Charles Ray.
I run shit. You just live it.
More power to him.
You can't treat him like any of the other niggas around here because he ain't like any of the other niggas around here. You got it?
Right on, brother. I hear you. Man, I hear you.
My man.
City boy.
My nigga.
All right. Everybody hit the like button. We still taking donations. Cash App, Super Chat, PayPal, Streamlabs, all at the top of the chat. Let's get our $25 goal, even during this stream. Anybody but James, of course. All right. Hold on, give me half a second. All right, everybody hit the like button. I got 3 people watching and no likes. Hit the like button. All right. This is our favorite girl, our favorite journalist hoe, Jonna Hocking. Says, I dated a Mr. Big in NYC. If you want one, prepare for a 4 a.m. Okay, prepare for 4 a.m. exits and vasectomy bragging. So another goofy broad who thinks Sex in the City is real life. That's the Mr. Big reference. All right. It says, it's 4 a.m. and I'm being gently prodded awake by a very sexy man. I mean, this sounds like a prosty story off top. The first sentence just sounds like something a prosty would say. Nope, not because he's horny, although trust me, we did manage to squeeze in a little action. Of course, you're a harlot. But because my saucy love interest alarm just went off and I'm being politely but firmly booted out. She's used to that. That's the story of her life. This was my first real sign of what I was dealing with here in New York City, my very own Mr. Big. Like the Sex in the City character. They can't get out of the fairy tale mode. He's the perfect blend of power, mystery, and a little bit of emotional chaos. And they love that. Those are 3 things that pretty much all women love. He's the older, successful, and ridiculously attractive businessman who can't make up his mind about commitment. No, he's made up his mind about commitment. Not to commit to train wrecks like you. Just hit and quit and then firmly boot you out the door. But one thing for sure, he knows how to keep you hooked. Yep. Hey, grow up. When are you going to fucking grow up? You're not 16 anymore. This is so stupid. You're still on this dumb roller coaster. This hamster wheel, I should say. And that, my dear readers, is exactly whom I find myself waking up next to after what was, if I do say so myself, a very successful date. I mean, it was successful for him because he got some poom poom. For you, this is just another, you know, failure, really. To have something turn into something serious. You're not Sarah Jessica Parker, bitch. You a cringe journalist. Bootleg ass Sarah Jessica Parker. A bootleg ass Sarah Jessica Parker. Now I'm not saying I manifested him, or I'm not, let's start over. Now I'm not saying I manifested him. Actually, yes, I definitely did. What I stumbled across a viral clip of him recently giving passionate, fiery rant on a topic that happens to be something I'm deeply interested in. I knew right then and there I had to meet this man. Well, that was a little entitled of you, don't you think? Why the fuck would he want to meet you? That's that narcissism kicking in. Like to think he would want to meet you. In the clip, he was so commanding, so undeniably sexy. I swear I could practically feel the heat through the screen. His words were sharp, assertive. He was on fire, and so was I. So naturally, I slid into his DMs. Damn. You know a woman down bad when she got a slide in a man DMs. It usually go the other way around. A few flirty messages later, within a week, I found myself across from him. See, yeah, flirt. It always gonna go back to flirting and something sexual. You know, she didn't exchange a few intellectual messages with him. She exchanged a few flirty messages. That's her only superpower. Or her only power. I ain't gonna call it a superpower because every bitch got it. But that's her only way to get a man to be interested in her. Pretend like she might blow him. Or not pretend, but hint to him that she might be interested in blowing him. She didn't say anything interesting. She didn't say anything intellectual. She didn't say anything that it took character to say. Just flirty messages. That's all it took for her to get the interest of a rich, strong, powerful man. Ain't that a bitch? So where did I leave off? The man was on another level, aka way out of your league. He picked the bar, took charge from the start, and that, my friends, was my first clue that I was in the presence of a full-on Mr. Big. You're so childish, Jana. You're so fucking childish. Here's what I learned about dating this type of NYC man. Okay, they'll sell themselves like a business deal. Forget dinner conversation about the weather within an hour. I knew everything about his vasectomy, how much money he made, his upstate weekend house, and yes, even his big schlong. Well, I don't know if I would talk about your big schlong on a date, but yeah, I guess when you're rich and powerful, you can say whatever you want, and you still get laid. You still get the girl at the end of the night, you know? When you're handsome, rich, and powerful. Yeah, these dudes, these Chad dudes, they don't have no filter. They treat women like shit blatantly and don't got to worry about it because she's still going to be on his hook. And they could just talk about how big their dick is on the first date and she don't slap them in the face and walk off. See what money and looking good will do? These bitches ain't got no right type of real character. Let me say it again. These bitches don't got no type of real character. Most of them don't. So, what else? I knew everything about his vasectomy, yada yada, and his big salon. No joke. He slid that last bit in there so casually, I almost choked on my martini as I excused myself to go to the bathroom, probably to rub one out. I had to process the smoothest sales pitch I ever heard. Yeah, we know what process means. Vigorously, you know, rub one out on the toilet while you make a retarded face hovering over the toilet in a public bathroom. These men don't just seduce you, they negotiate you into bed, and they're damn good at it. Let me say that again because I fucked up and I might use this for a separate video. These men don't just seduce you, they negotiate you into bed, and they are damn good at it. Yeah, they got a lot of experience. He'll leave you on red for hours, of course. He's busy. Just like the billionaires he worked with, his personal life is strictly outside of business hours. And don't take his calendar as flexible. If you're dating a Mr. Big, you're dating the busiest man in New York. And he should have higher standards and not give any of his time to a washed up bitch like you. Who's going to tell all his business in the New York Post. Not that she said his name, but still. He barely lets you get a word in. Big egos need their space to shine. Sure, he might toss a question your way every now and then, But before you know it, he's effortlessly steering the conversation back to himself. Is it a little narcissistic? Maybe, but it also leads to my next point. His grand gestures. A cover for a fragile ego. It's only once you've left the date that you start getting a clear picture, usually by text, of how much reassurance he really needs. Prepare for the 4 a.m. wake-up call. His day starts at the gym at 4 a.m., breakfast at 5 a.m., and meetings with billionaires and millionaires at 6 a.m. No wonder this guy's got so much hustle. It's a 24/7 grind. His career is always number one, yes. If you want to date a guy like this, you got to be okay with being second. And truthfully, I'm totally fine with that. I mean, yeah, because you don't have anything more to give than just being on call for this rich guy and, you know, giving ass up. It's not like you're a good person or anything. So even if he did want to give you more time, you wouldn't know what to do with it. Good old Jonna. Do I want to finish this? Fuck it. By the end of this whirlwind romance, I had to ask myself, do I want to be with him? Bitch, you never stood a chance of being with him. You know what this is. Stop playing. Or do I want to be with him? The way he commanded every conversation, took charge of every situation, and exuded boss energy, it was kind of inspiring. I started to realize that if I wanted to hustle with the big boys, I had to start thinking and acting like one. Suddenly, I found myself setting my own alarm for 4 a.m. to conquer the day because, hey, if it works for Mr. Big, it could work for me too, right? Oh, gosh. Now she's trying to get pointers from him on how to be a big dog. So masculine. And despite having once thought Aiden, the one Carrie Bradshaw ends up with, and just like that. Let's do that again. And despite having once thought Aiden, the one Carrie Bradshaw ends up with, and just like that. Was the one for me. Here I am, shocked to discover it's actually a Mr. Big I'm looking for. Who knew? Wow. I butchered that, but oh well. If you're also on a hunt for your own Mr. Big, I've brain dumped a few key lessons that will help you snag a man like this. You haven't snagged a man like this. You're living in La La Land, Toots. You're delusional. One, do your research. The key to unlocking a Mr. Big, his ego. I quoted something he said on a podcast, and he literally stopped mid-sentence and said, wow, here I am with a pretty woman quoting something I said back to me. Bro, really? I guess he's just running game. He shouldn't be this amazed by an attractive woman at this point in his life. You know, handsome, powerful, rich. Is he really still, like, dumbfounded by a pretty face, a basic blonde bitch? Can't make this stuff up, man. Really can't. Gotta love that. Boom, that's all it took. Men like him love to be admired for their knowledge. So do a little homework, stroke his ego, and watch him melt. I wonder what it would take for Jonna Hawkins to stroke the ego of a motherfucker that work at Lowe's. 2, look feminine, be feminine. Mr. Big types love their women to seem submissive. Keyword, seem. Yeah, it's all an act. It's all a fucking act. It's all an elaborate scheme. Let me say it again. It's all an elaborate scheme to get Mr. Big to wife you up and you could divorce rape him a couple of years later. I shouldn't have said that word, but fuck it. What else? Keyword, seem. These men are like cavemen. Wow, she just reduced a strong, powerful, rich, successful man to a caveman. So in her mind, she's smarter than him. He's just a stupid caveman, even though he accomplished all these things and got her doing everything he wanted her to do. Can't make this stuff up. Really can't. And they like to provide. Let him sit in his masculine by letting yourself lean into your feminine side, aka being a prostitute, selling him, you know, femininity and fake being nice to him so he can give me money and fucking him, aka be a prostitute. That's basically what that means. Letting him sit in his masculinity and her sit in her femininity means I'm going to be a prostitute. I'm going to open my legs and he's going to trick off money. That's the basic exchange between men and women, no matter what way you look at it. Wear perfume, do your hair and makeup just right, and let him lead the conversation. Trust me, it's like flipping a switch. Whoa, you really cracked a crazy code. Crack your legs and act feminine. Wow, I'm sure no other woman in history thought of that. Fucking moron. 3, let him shine. Ask him about his work, his accomplishments, his latest big deal. Mr. Big types take immense pride in what they achieve. When you show genuine interest in his successes and, yes, express some admiration, his confidence goes through the roof, and guess what? That makes him even more attracted to you. Now I get why Carrie spent all those seasons whipped into a tizzy over a man like this. Once you've experienced a Mr. Big, it's hard to settle for anything else. Settle. But he's settling for you. Never mind. So while you settle for anything else, you never had a chance at anything serious with Mr. Big. That's the part these women don't get. So while you may have thought your ideal man was a sweet, sensitive artist or the charming, steady type, you might just find what you really crave is a little more big in your life. And trust me, once you've tasted that kind of power, nothing else compares, damn it. But you're never going to get them. That's the funny part. You act like you hit the jackpot just because you're getting plow bombed. And maybe he bought you a a bracelet or something. These chicks are so stupid. But this woman was doomed long before this. Long before she met a Mr. Big, she was doomed. After her 100th, you know, body, she was doomed for anything serious with a decent man of any, you know, socioeconomic background. Am I cooking this bitch or am I cooking this bitch? Am I cooking this bitch or what, y'all? She deserve it. She really do deserve it. Let me give another shout out to James, because he's the reason why I'm here right now and why you're getting this live. So shout out to James. And let me give you your special shout out, James. If you hear this, no homo. James sent me $25 and put me back to work tonight. And because of that, I must say he's better than James Dean, James Brown, James Earl Jones, James Franco, James Cameron, LeBron James, Kevin James, James McAvoy, Jesse James, James Madison, the president, James Harden, James Woods, James Avery, Rick James, James Bond, and last but not least, James Baldwin. So, yeah, thanks, James. Appreciate you, man. What else we got? Let's get them donations in, man. Don't let James be the only one donating to this game.
Yes.
What we got next? What we got next? What we got next? Let's go over her. Let's get her off the queue. Out the queue. Let's get her out the queue. Yeah, Cash App, Streamlabs, PayPal, all at the top of the chat. Don't be shy, fellas. Donate.
Hops in love, we're trying.
They mean to do that.
Wow. Oh, clothes on, chat. Hey, you're ready. I like this. What's your name, baby?
My name is Jasmine.
Jasmine, where are you calling us from?
Georgia.
Okay, Georgia. How old are you?
35.
And what do you do for a living?
She don't look 35, I'll give her that. 35 with a nose ring is cringe as hell. Definitely cringe. Grow the fuck up. Orange hair and a nose ring, no thank you. Nose ring chronicles, it's the nose ring chronicles. Metal in your face, yes, you're a disgrace. Yeah, you know the rest.
Ben? I am a claims examiner. For an HVAC company.
Claims examiner?
Yes.
Do you have any kids?
That's my 9-to-5, and my passion is art, so I'm an author as well, a choreographer, but the way I make money is claims examiner.
Okay. So Jasmine Georgia, 35, claims examiner, also an author and a choreographer?
Yes.
Okay. You have any kids?
I have one, eight-year-old daughter.
Okay. And what's your zodiac?
8-year-old daughter. So she became a single mother at the age of 27. She can't use the young and dumb argument if she was made a single mother at 27. That's, yeah, it's worse when you get made a single mother after 25. is definitely more cringe.
I'm a Cancer.
Have you ever been married?
I have not.
All right, let's do it. They say she's pretty. They like your hair color.
Don't get caught up in pretty, guys. Just never get caught up in pretty. That's a bigger red flag that she's pretty. She couldn't keep a man despite being pretty.
We got Jasmine, Georgia, 35, Cancer, claims examiner, author. She's also an author and a choreographer, mom to an 8-year-old, never married. What kind of man you looking for, girl?
A man of God, a man who is a leader that knows how to lead, like, without being aggressive but assertive, a man that doesn't.
No, I mean, I get what that means, knows how to lead without being aggressive. I mean, I agree. You don't got to be super aggressive to lead. But don't try to dictate how men lead, bitch. You know, if you don't like how he lead, just leave. What did she say? Did she say God-fearing? Man, I'm not getting God-fearing vibes from you. You let a pookie baby mama you at 27. That's not God-fearing.
Mind leading by example. He can have kids. He just has to be willing to accept mine as his own. A man who has a good relationship with his family and with women. It's okay if he's been married before, but he has to have a good background with his toxicity. Can't have that.
Okay. What are your deal breakers?
Deal breakers. Any domestic violence. I'm not into cigarette smoking, excessive drinking. Deal breakers. Other than that, I mean, everything is like negotiable. It just depends on the person. I'm willing to compromise with them, but I don't want someone who is overpowering or doesn't know how to collaborate. Someone who's closed-minded to a lot of things. I would prefer.
Well, yeah, if you want to get with a leader, they're going to want things to go their way. That's how leaders go. I mean, I guess you can call it closed-minded, but yeah, he has his program and you're supposed to get on it. It ain't going to be a lot of compromising. Leaders don't do a lot of compromising. Your boss at work don't constantly compromise with you, do he?
Someone who has good communication skills, so if they don't have any of that, no.
Okay. Now, should he look a certain way?
I'm more in tune with what's inside. Body style doesn't matter. Like, height isn't a big thing to me. I would prefer someone who's my height or taller. I'm 5'2", so it's pretty easy to get taller than that. But I believe the heart makes up the person. So let me take that back. I've only dated black men. I prefer black men. So if anything like that, that's about it.
Okay. Only black men. What's your ethnicity?
I'm African-American.
Oh, okay. Black men. So should he make a certain amount of money?
He has to have a job and he has to want to grow in his income. But we can work on that. If I'm looking for marriage, so we can, we can collaborate our income together.
Okay. Let's do the Kendra Cam.
Okay. I'll give her points for that. I'll give her points for that. Her requirements so far aren't anything crazy. A lot more realistic than most Kendra G contestants. What we rating her face or just her whole aesthetic? 1 to 5. 1 to 5 in the chat. Let me know something.
All right.
Okay, do you know what that is? Kendra Cam is when you stand up and we see your full body.
Have to put on real clothes for a second.
You can't be calling me with no clothes on, child.
I'm actually working.
Put on some pants, girl. You got to put on something.
And my shirt has a little stain on it, however. It will work.
Let me see.
Tat on her arm. Body isn't bodying. It's just a bad deal. She's a rebel. Tattoos and bull rings and orange hair. She ain't God-fearing and she ain't submissive. She's talking about a leader, but nah.
We see you, boo. Okay. So, now, Jasmine, should the man be in Georgia?
Well, if he's not in Georgia, he has to be willing to travel at least like once or twice every couple of months.
That speaks volumes. I said it before, I'm going to say it again. A woman who's 30 plus, who's still willing to get into a long distance relationship, shows that she's not serious about a relationship. It's that simple. A lot of them cool with it because they want to be able to do their dirt too and have their freedom too.
I prefer Georgia.
Okay, okay. Get back into the center. You were set up so good.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, you can stay there. I don't want you to be too close to the middle.
Okay.
There we go. All right, perfect. So you don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
July.
July, okay. Three flaws you have to work on.
Knowing when to let go.
Okay.
Overthinking. And dang it, that's about it. That leads to a lot of different things. So those two right there, I think, can that count for three?
What did you say?
Overthinking and knowing when to let go.
Okay, knowing when to let go.
Those aren't really, I mean, I don't know. Knowing when to let go of what? Overthinking? I mean, yeah, overthinking can get annoying. Do you stress out? Are you going to be nagging him about what you overthinking about?
Oh, okay. I'll give you grace because we're almost out of time. Why would a guy be lucky to be with you?
I bring peace. I'm a good best friend before anything. I think that adding me to the team would be adding...
No bitch with a nose ring and tattoos bring peace. Fucking period. Red hair, nose ring, and tattoo, not a chance in hell she bring peace. And I don't know, I got a feeling her makeup is just, like, what does she really look like? The color of her skin, is this really the color of her skin, or is this just all makeup? I'd be really curious what this woman looked like, fresh face, waking up. I got a feeling it's not like this.
A support system, I think that a lot of men need that, and they don't get acknowledged enough. I'm bilingual in my love languages, so... It's a pretty good task that I can take on.
Yeah, when she using therapy words like love languages and shit, she ain't a good dating option. And she damn sure ain't gonna be submissive.
I don't have to translate a lot of things. I'm understanding, and I think I'm a good catch all around.
No, you're not.
More kids.
I can marry into a child, a family that's already existing. It doesn't necessarily mean that I have to bear children. So okay.
All right, and then, okay. So you don't want to have any more kids, but you'll date a guy that has kids.
I'm open to having more kids, but it's not a non-negotiable.
Okay, and what's the age range you would date? You're 35?
35 to 45.
35 to 45. All right, Jasmine, let's do it. Jasmine Georgia, 35, Cancer, is a claims examiner, also author of Corey.
Hey, I was thinking about something earlier. Y'all probably noticed about me already. I'm not a hangout with the bros type of guy. I don't really like hanging out with guys. That shit can be very, very fucking annoying. Like the whole constantly roasting and constantly trying to, how can I put, belittle the next man or disrespect the next man so you can feel like a big dog or... Just constantly trying to, like, pick at other men or intimidate or dominate other men. I think it's some real sucker bullshit. And I think a large percentage of men are on that type of time. And that's why I stay the fuck away from dudes unless I absolutely have to be around dudes. Random rant. Super random rant.
Hello, how are you people? Happy Monday. I hope this was a good day for you, that it was productive. You know, Monday is a good start. Like, you do some good shit, I think. So I worked. I hope you worked. I see Sabi is already here, so I'm excited. So Sabi, I'm telling you what I'm going to do. I'm just going to say hello, and then I'll just bring you on right away so we don't waste no time, because Sabi is a busy woman. She got shit to do. So we're going to go with her, and then I'll let her go. So let me say hello. Or before that, guys, if you want to come and talk to Sabi, what you do is you send me an email at mellymonaco1@gmail.com. And you can just, you send me this email. I send you another email with a link, and then you just connect. Or you help yourself. There is a link in the description of this video where you can just click it, and then you will get.
Like I said it before, say it again. I like Melly. I like Melly way more than I like Kendra G, as far as like how she presents, like who she is on the inside. I would kick it with Melly. I would spend the weekend with Melly. I'd fuck those tits, and I'd hang out with her for the weekend. I wouldn't hang out with Kendra G under any circumstances. I would pay to not have to hang out with Kendra G. But with all that being said, tits out, all tatted up, nose ring, it's giving all red flags. As much as she seems like a cool person, I wouldn't advise any man to take this serious. But Gilbert Arenas already did it. Dumbass ball players.
Thank you to come and talk to Sabi. So it's already almost full. And we just started. So, guys, if you want to come, I'm telling you, come now. I know she's so pretty. You guys are like, I got to talk to her. I got so many emails for her. Yes, it's getting full. Hello, people. I'm excited. All right, let me say hello, and then we're going to start. What's up, Pinarello, Frog Prince, Patrick, Kadir, Swooshmo, hello, O'Jims, Musafa, Gary, Valedictorian, Woody Wood, what's up? Samson, you hero, I think. Chris Blue, what's up? Cetaris. Oh, thank you, Cetaris. I want my vision back. Hello. Drake McDuffie, hello. Noe, Noe? I don't know. Kinko, hello. All right. We're going to start. Oh, my God. The chat is, the room is almost full, guys. I'm telling you, it is out of control. There is two more spots left. But come. Come, please. All right, guys, we're going to start right now. I'm adding Sabi.
Hi. Oh, my God. Hi.
How are you doing?
Good, good. How's everything? How are you doing?
All right, what do we think? What do we think? What do we think? Is that some rapper chain on her neck? Like, literally a rapper's chain? Of course the nose ring. We're gonna take 5 points off for that. It's too much makeup for me. Take 5 points off for that. But what are we rating her? 1 to 5. 1 to 5. Let me know in the chat. 1 to 5.
I'm good. You're so pretty.
Thank you. Oh my God, I realized that the camera's like reverse, and that's like messing me up.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm like, damn. Hey guys, what's up? Hi.
Yes. What I want to say, well, I appreciate you because Sabi just responded this morning and she was like, yeah, I can make it. And so I'm glad you were able to.
Speaking of what I was saying about Melly, it's sad that she's one of the very few women I've went over. And I've been going over women for a long time on YouTube. And I'm not gassing her up. She might not be shit. Well, based on the red flag, she ain't shit. I can't say it for sure, but I'm saying if I had to take an educated guess, I would say she wouldn't be a good person to get into a long-term relationship with. But I digress. It's sad that it's so rare that I come across a woman who I'm like, she actually seemed like a cool person I would hang out with. I do not feel that way about 95% of women. So that's a big compliment, Melly. You should feel honored that Big Dog gave you that compliment.
Yeah, of course, of course. If you ever need anything, I'm here.
Oh, thank you. All right, so would you like to introduce yourself to the chat, to the people watching?
Most definitely. Hey, guys, my name is Sabi. I am a full-time model. I live in New York.
Oh, real quick, I got to address Preston. He said, I think he said basically like, well, damn, Sensei, Kendra that bad? Yeah, Kendra is that bad. Now, here's the thing. If you just casually see a Kendra episode from time to time, she doesn't seem that bad. I've been watching religiously since it's dropped, and I've seen how nasty she can get if she get irritated or she tired or whatever, or somebody rub it the wrong way. That's the real her. The nice shit is a fake act for the show. I've seen the real her come out. And yes, Kendra is that bad. She really is. She know how to put on the fake nice girl act for the show. But she really is that bad. She's a typical ghetto, loud, hood rat woman. She's not the worst woman. But yeah, I've seen some things where, yeah, I would say I would pay not to hang out with Kendra G. She doesn't respect men. Let's be very clear about that. And she ghetto. She curse. She got a temper. She got a bad attitude.
So right now it is 9 p.m. over here. Over there I know it's 6 p.m., right?
It's,
yep. 6 p.m. So yeah, I live in New York. I've been here my whole life.
Red flag.
I also sing and act, so I do that as well. But most
let's take some points off. The fact that she's lived in New York her whole life, she a New York girl, 10 points off for that. She sing and act, 20 points off for that. We already know these types. They not relationship material. Not at all. And you aging out, baby. The singing and acting thing, nah. You're going to have to get you a real job, baby. See... That's why I said, man, after 25, everything about a woman get cringe. This type of shit they wear, they lack a personality, they lack a character. When they still try to say they being an actress and a model and a singer at 34, like everything get cringe after 25 for women. If it ain't marriage and kids, everything after 25 is cringe. All the shit that was cute at 21 is fucking... pathetic at 31 and up.
Mostly full-time model right now, trying to, you know, make my way after other things. But that's pretty much about me, and I love sushi.
Not the sushi. I love sushi fucking spiel so she can try to attract the dude who will take her to a five-star restaurant that what a coinky ding. She liked one of the most expensive foods. Well, I don't know how expensive it is. From what I understand, sushi ain't cheap. That's like the stereotypical basic bitch dog whistle. Like, oh, take me to a nice restaurant because I like sushi. Y'all can let me know if I'm missing something below.
So please take me on a date.
What else? So you are single, right?
Yes.
Yes. So can you tell me what you're looking for in a man?
I'm definitely looking for someone that's family oriented, someone that's funny. I'm actually one of 8 kids, so I have 5 brothers. So
now you gotta fight her 5 brothers, go to one of the family events and niggas trying to press you like, what's your intentions with my sister, nigga? You gotta deal with all that. Nah. What are the chances you're going to get along with all them niggas?
Not that they're intimidating. They're really cool people, but I definitely need someone that can know how to talk, that can, know how to be around a big family. Wants a big family as well, too.
No, man, men don't really want to deal with women's family like that, man. In-laws are usually horrible. They're usually, like, how can I put it, skeptical of you. They're usually just constantly being critical of you. Nobody want to deal with all that, man. Grown man don't, nah.
And someone that just has a good head on their shoulders and someone that's passionate about something. I think that's a lot of missing elements when I meet new people now is that they're not passionate in anything. And it's totally okay if you don't know what your passion is. I totally get it. I understand. But I always feel like it's always good to have that because it can always neglect into other things, which is unhealthy and this and that. So, you know. Okay. But so someone that's just, you know, good-hearted, family-oriented, and funny.
Okay. So tell me about look-wise. Is there...
Not really. To be honest with you, I'm not really picky with looks. I'm the type of person that, like, will like you if you have all the other qualities. And if I think you're attractive, I guess, it might lead to that. I don't ever look for a certain quality in somebody or certain qualities in people for me to talk to them. I'm more of an open book to see more about them. And if I like the personality, sometimes it leads for me to like them, which has happened with like my exes. I definitely, well, one thing I can say, if it's okay if not, but I do like, men that do know how to speak other languages, but if that's...
Oh my gosh. It's so ridiculous. So what percentage is this guy? Dudes that speak other languages? Man, what do you know about maintaining the man for 10 years? 5 years. Can you dive in on that? Because even if you got this special man, you wouldn't know how to keep him.
Something that you don't have, so okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, so you're fine with any race?
Yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about how tall they are?
Just taller than me, if possible. If not, it's totally okay. Okay, I am 5'2", so I'm a shorty, you know, but if they are above 5'2", it's fine. Even if they're below 5'2", it's fine. You know, just shoot your shot, know how to talk, and you got it.
Okay, wow, that's fun. Okay, because you know most girls want somebody 6 feet.
She's in love with herself. But ma'am, you're aged out. I can't remember if she said she had any kids. She hasn't grown up from 13. She really hasn't.
Yeah.
I think what it is, too, what makes me different, I guess, is that like I'm very emotional. So I feel deeply. So I will try to understand you. And if you say certain things, it just doesn't line up to what I like. It's a clip. But other
than that, hold on.
I'm very open to just meeting new people. Even if you are making...
Okay. What about, okay, how much money they make?
Definitely someone that is financially stable. I know right now times are hard, so I get it. Just if you are making your way, if you have a plan, and if you're making a way to get to that plan and just stick to that plan and doing the best you can, that's all that matters. I don't care if you live in your mother's basement. If you have a plan to get yourself out of it, you're fine. You know.
That's cap. Just look at this woman. Look, women are going to get the best they can get. And her looking like that, she can definitely get better than the dude living in his mom's basement. If her standards were that low with some shit like that, she would have a man right now.
All right. Age range?
Definitely not younger than 24. I am 24 and I do prefer older, but if someone is mature, okay, but the youngest I would go would be like a 23, to be honest. Like, I don't think I would go younger than that.
Okay, and what's the oldest?
Oldest would be like a 37.
Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Judging a book by its cover, I mean, most people do it. Most people do judge a book by its cover. It's just part of life. Human beings are judgmental as fuck. My philosophy on judging a book by its cover, well, it depends. We talking about women? How do I put this? Here's the thing. I just take mental notes with people. If I see the nose ring, face full of makeup, tits are showing, I take a mental note. But I'm going to treat everybody with basic respect and decency when I first meet them. You know? So, yeah, I don't write people off just based on looks. I'm going to give you a chance to show that you're the exception. But once you show you're not, then I might write you off.
Well, that's still the random number, 37, but
hey, whatever. Do you mind if he has kids?
I don't mind, but if you have more than one kid with different people, I'm gonna question it. Be like, what did you do? But at the end of the day, though, everyone's story is different, so I'm not gonna judge that. But it's something that I definitely have to think about. But I'm open to just meeting new people, regardless if they do have kids or not. But I don't know. Just personally, it just depends on the person. If I connect with them and if I do enjoy them, I'm gonna love their kids. So, mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you have any?
I do not.
You do not. Okay. All right. Well, we're gonna start then. So I don't know if you watched the show before. If you haven't, pretty much, I'm gonna assume. You say you have or you have not?
I have.
You have. Okay. So you know.
I keep saying popcorn.
Okay. Apple. So if you don't like him or you're not feeling the vibe, you know, we just keep it moving.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, Melly got to be a rebel. Tits out on the internet, huge tattoos, nose ring, got her own show. She got to be a rebel. She in her 30s, no kids. I don't think she ever been married before this Gilbert Arenas proposal. But like I said, but I think she would be cool to spend a weekend with, though. Like, she's one of the few women that I go over where I could say, like, she actually seemed like she have a nice, likable personality. That's very rare for women. Very rare.
All right. Well, we're going to start. I have Tatenda. Hello.
Hi, Sebi.
Hi, Tatenda. Oh, nice name. Where are you from?
I'm from Zim.
Well, from where?
From Zimbabwe.
Oh, that's fire. Oh, wow. So I could hear your accent, which is beautiful. Do you have any siblings? Dang. Where are you
from? Yeah, actually, I've got five siblings.
I mean,
yeah, I actually
should be planning.
I'm actually second born. Not even. I'm actually like the second born sibling in my family.
Okay. And
So.
No, go ahead.
I like. Okay, cool thing.
Hey, I'll give her 10 points back for actually like having a personality and trying to engage and ask a man question. And not even from a standpoint of I'm trying to hurry up and judge you so I could pineapple you. Like, I'll give her credit for that.
So I'm going to need you to be, like, quiet for a minute, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah. Shut up. Okay, shut up.
Yeah, I need you to be quiet for a minute.
Okay,
but. Because I ain't trying to pull up a front, you know, this ain't what it was, like a conversation type thing. And I feel like we don't have to make it feel like it's an interrogation, you know what I mean? So in this case, I'll get to letting you know something. I'll start with the concept relationship, you check. This concept has two aspects behind it. That's one, romantic, which happens to be the situation.
Hey, check Melly face. Melly is turned off. So, okay, he came kind of aggressive. But women like that. Women like a man who's going to tell them what it is and what the fuck it ain't. I mean, I think it could be a little strong for it to be the first time they even conversating, but I guess she digging it enough. He ain't pineapple.
We're meeting him because this is a dating site, you know what I mean? And Melly's pineapple show is a dating thing and all that. But I don't want to chase a romantic thing with you because when it comes to romance, it's a faulty foundation to start with, you know what I mean? Because one, you've got expectations of your own and I've got expectations of my own, which end up raising false red flags that will actually stop us from knowing.
But look at Melly. Melly. Okay, Melly's showing her real personality now. I'm always skeptical of the faces, but women can't help it, man. They wear their feelings on their sleeve. But this shit is that's funny that her face is scrunching up like that. But look, the nose ring thing, it's a rebellion thing, man. It's part of their rebellious spirit. I don't think it's about it looking so great. It's just another way for them to show that they're rebels. And they think it make them look like a badass.
Knowing each other for who we are instead. You know what I mean? So, henceforth, why I want to chase friendship with you is because, first of all, it creates this base of, like, childlike energy, if you get what I mean. We're comfortable around one another, and we feel free to express one another without judgment or...
Man, can you caption Melly Face? That's what I need y'all to do in the comments right now. Caption Melly Face right now.
Fear of being like, you know, in fact, judgment. I'll just put it as judgment. You know what I mean? Second of all, it actually builds or cultivates a fair ground of communication, which is one basic pillar of a healthy relationship, in basic terms. You know what I mean? Second, in fact, third of all.
I'm sorry, I know you told me to shut up, but like, are you just reading like the basics of what you want in a relationship or like a partner?
Well, these are not the basics of what I want. This is just common sense that I see when it comes to a relationship.
No, yeah, I get that too. But I think when you meet somebody, it's just get to know them. You know, like, I think if their vibes are right and they feel what you feel, it's all good. But, you know, I wish you the best of luck in pineapple. Oh, my God. I feel like such a bitch. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, guys.
And it's fine because everybody was feeling for you, like
when yeah, it's just like it's just so like, I get where he was coming from, and I'm like that too. I get that, but it's just he's talking too much, and I don't mean it like when people talk. It's just a little too much, you know.
Yeah,
you know, it's like
I agree. All right, let's see. We have more people. We have Ja Kong.
Hi. How you doing? How you doing? I mean, I heard a lot. I would love to hear more about you. You know, if you feel like I'm attractive, I think you're a beautiful young lady. So let's get it cracking. I'm from Cali, and I'm with the business.
Hey, what's up? From Cali, what's up? Have you lived there your whole life? Or you?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, fine.
Born and raised West Coast. Somebody just called me Morse.
Morse,
that's not. Yeah, what part of, where are you from again, New York?
Yeah, I live in the city of New York. I just don't want to say the borough, okay. But like I live in New York.
Okay, yeah,
Go ahead.
I'm here looking for love, you know. I'm serious about what we got going on. I appreciate the pineapple show, and I'm just here to just see what's good.
Yeah, most definitely, that's awesome. I'm gonna ask you just a couple questions. How old are you, and what do you do for a living?
Okay, I'm 27. I'm a fifth grade school teacher, and I'm into artistry. I teach art class for my fifth graders in middle school. I'm a recording artist from Inglewood, California. And I'm just an entrepreneur pursuing goals and dreams and accomplishing them and just leveling up in life.
That's beautiful. That's awesome. Wow. Mm-hmm. I know that fifth grade, that's not an easy grade to teach sometimes.
So. You know, I think it's quite interesting, you know, because they're in the impressionable moments of their lives. So really pivotal. Like, I gotta make sure I'm on my shit so I can make sure I'm able to give knowledge to these young peeps, you know. But I enjoy it, and it teaches you how to nourish, you know. Yeah. What I'm saying? Yeah, so.
And also too, like, even being an art teacher, that's really fascinating because that's something, a quality I look for a guy is if they're good with kids. That's very important to me. I have a lot of nephews, and I myself want to have kids, so that's something that's really, really good. So amazing. Do you want to have kids yourself, or do you have kids right now?
No, I don't have kids. I want kids. I think I'm going to make some pretty babies.
All right, I'm bored. I'm out. Thanks to James for sponsoring this live stream. Appreciate you. I'll see y'all tomorrow night at 8 p.m. RB Sensei out.